Hello, and welcome to another episode of Minutes with Mom. I'm Jerrica, your host. Today, we're talking about feeling discouraged as a mom. You know, being a mom is a hard job. It is definitely not for the faint of heart. It is something that requires every part of who we are as women. It is something that requires our time, our energy, our creativity, our physical strength, our mental strength, our emotions. Everything about who we are as women is wrapped up into this role and title we call mom. And the reality is that we are going to have moments where we feel so inadequate and we feel like the biggest failures ever. And what I want to discuss briefly today is what are some ways that we can combat this feeling of being discouraged as a mom. You know, discouragement is a reality we are all going to face, and we're not just going to face it once. We're not going to face it maybe a handful of times. We're going to face it all the time, all throughout our years of mothering, however long that is. And we're going to have moments where the discouragement turns into depression, and that depression is something that can become debilitating if we're not careful. So I don't want to make light of people, or moms rather, who are experiencing that intense amount of discouragement. And I will say that we really need to guard ourselves against the triggers of feeling discouraged as a mom. And we need to come up with and be proactive about facing the reality of discouragement. And what are some ways we can protect ourselves against being discouraged unnecessarily? And then also too, what are things that we can do as women and as moms to combat those discouraged feelings? So one thing that I want to just talk about is we have this wonderful thing called Pinterest. And I have talked about Pinterest in the past. I've talked about it on the blog. I've talked about it in podcasts in the past. And as much as I love Pinterest, as much as I utilize it a lot, I will say that it can be a huge facilitator in bringing about discouragement and that often used term mommy guilt. There are many wonderful women that are on there, and I know that there is no malicious intent in things that they say and things that they post, but sometimes us average Joe moms, we will stumble upon that super creative thing that they did, and we'll read or click on those pins that are just so attractive and just can't pass up, and we will fall into the pit of discouragement. We'll start saying things to ourselves like, man, I wish I was that creative, or oh, I wish I had the time and energy to do that. Oh, that would just be so wonderful if I could, if only, if. And then all of a sudden, we're playing the comparison game and we start to hate where we are in life. And all, I mean, it's just this mushroom cloud of things that stem from the trigger that Pinterest can be for some women. And I will say, if Pinterest is a trigger for you, stay off of Pinterest. Don't use it. There are many, many, many other ways you could go about getting to the resources that are on there instead of subjecting yourself to falling into that trap. I mean, just be wise and just for a time, just kind of detox yourself from Pinterest so that you can regain proper perspective and not be so discouraged as a mom, and really turn inside and ask the Lord to reveal and show to you what your awesome and wonderful talents and gifts and abilities are that God has given you. Because let's face it, all of us have areas of great strength as moms And then all of us have areas of great weakness as moms. And I will say that I'll just be honest and just give you some examples. I am very driven. I will go and just go and go and go and go and go until I can go no more. But if I am not excited about something, I will not drive as much as I would if I were excited about something. So here's an example. I am driven when it comes to our homeschool curriculums and getting everything set up and making the schedules and all of that and just planning and having it all laid out and what I'm going to do and all those little things. I am so driven because like that floats my boat. I love teaching my children. I love researching. I just love it. Now, some moms, that is not their cup of tea. They do it because they feel like that's what they need to do as their family, but they do not get jazzed about it in that way. Now, there are some moms who I know are driven and are like awesome at meal planning. And I'm sad to say that it's true, but I loathe meal planning. I hate it. And I don't know why I hate it so much, but I just do. And I have tried so many different things and, you know, planners and different bloggers who I've seen just like the different things that they'll post. And it for whatever reason, when I make these valiant attempts at meal planning, I fall flat on my face. I don't know what it is. I just can't stand it. So I am not driven about meal planning and that aspect of my mom job. I'm just not. And so oftentimes like, oh, my poor husband, he'll come home and we'll be like right in the middle of like this homeschool project or we're like finishing up or, you know, whatever it is. And he'll be like, what's for dinner? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what's for dinner. And I feel so bad even saying that. See, that discouragement, feeling discouraged as a mom. But, you know, those are things that I have to work through. And those are things that I have to figure out and like, okay, for me, what works for me? What can make me get excited about this area that I am not excited at all about? You know, what can make me get excited? And again, that would fall into the realm of being proactive about facing discouragement and kind of being proactive to stopping things that would cause you to feel discouraged as a mom. And meal planning for me, that seems kind of like a petty thing, but meal planning for me, that can bring on huge mommy guilt and huge discouragement because you have to feed your family. I mean, you can't get around that. You have to feed your family. And so it's been difficult for me like through the years, like trying to work through that and some things have stuck and some things have worked in the past, but yeah, it's an ongoing thing for me. And I really have to get creative and think outside the box. Like, how can I overcome this? How can I make this a priority without feeling like it's such a drag? So yeah, be proactive and realize that you aren't a perfect mom and there is no one out there who is a perfect mom. Nobody is perfect. Nobody is getting this right every single day. We are all messing up and we are all blowing it all the time, all day long. It's happening. And please just realize that discouragement can be your biggest enemy. It can cause you to become immobile. It can cause you to stop being the mom you need to be. And we don't want that. We don't want a bunch of discouraged, sad, depressed moms. We don't want that. There's already enough sadness in the world. We don't need to add to the pile by allowing ourselves to be subjected to falling into the pit of discouragement and that mommy guilt. We don't want that. So another thing I want to emphasize is surround yourself with people who will pray for you and who will encourage you when you feel like you just can't do it. You can't do it anymore. You know, there are so many factors that come into play as we go through this journey of motherhood. You know, we have the fact of having babies and a friend of mine, she was talking to me recently and she was just sharing with me just some of her struggles, you know, being a mom. And I just tried to encourage her and comfort her. But then I also reminded her and said, you know, you do have to realize that you're pregnant and you have hormones going all over the place. And not that we need to use pregnancy or, you know, our cycles as an excuse for behavior, because we do need to exercise self-control. Nevertheless, those are real realities. And sometimes, I don't know if you've ever paid attention to it, but sometimes when we are at the peak of hormones in pregnancy, or when we are experiencing the time of the month, we will often fall into that discouraged feeling because we're not thinking clearly and we're not having proper perspective, because we're really just falling into those emotions that we're experiencing as a result of our hormones kind of being all over the place. And, you know, that was just a gentle reminder to her and to myself to remember that, you know, we are women and we are experiencing these physical changes all throughout our life, you know, each and every month, most of us. And that does bring about wrong perspective sometimes, because, you know, we've got all of these things going on inside of our bodies. And that's definitely when I would urge you to exercise grace with yourself, exercise grace, and just kind of take a step back and realize, wait a minute, you know, this is the time of the month, or I'm pregnant, or I don't feel good, or, you know, something like that. And give grace to yourself and realize that you have got to come at life a little bit differently during that time period. Or maybe you need to avoid Pinterest or avoid Facebook or whatever the case is. I've talked some times in blog posts about how I will fall into just that trap of comparing myself to other moms or other people who are maybe seem like they're in a better situation than I am, whether their husbands have better jobs or they just seem to be more organized as a family, or they live in a nice house, or I don't know, I mean, insert whatever thing that you struggle with. And I have often just fallen into that trap of comparing, and then discouragement sets in and mommy guilt sets in, and I start to feel all of these things. And honestly, there's nothing productive about that way of thinking. There's nothing productive about comparing yourself to somebody else who's in a different walk of life, who is experiencing different things. And, you know, the age-old term, the grass is greener on the other side, I mean, really comes into play whenever we start to play that comparison game. And so as moms, we have to really guard our hearts and guard our minds against that kind of stuff. And again, if things like Facebook and Pinterest and Twitter, if those things are triggers for that type of thinking and that discouraged feeling, avoid them. Avoid them for a time, because you have got to get it in your mind that you're not doing a bad job. You're doing exactly what you need to be doing, and you're doing it to the best of your abilities that God has given you. And you know what? I firmly believe that sometimes God allows us to fall flat on our faces because he's trying to get us to see we can't do this on our own. We can't. We can't get up every day and be the mom to these children on our own. God is the one that enables us to do that. And for someone like me, who is very driven, very like, get out of my way, I can get this done, don't worry about it, I can handle this, God has to knock me on my face a lot to remind me, hey, Jerrica, I'm the one that gave you these kids. I'm the one that's giving you the ability to mother these kids. Remember that. Because sometimes I forget. Sometimes I try to do it all in my own strength. I try to take on motherhood with valiant energy and strength and think, yes, I can do this. And then boom, I'll lose my cool and I'll holler at the kids, or I'll say something without thinking and I'll offend them, or I won't pay attention and I'll miss an opportunity to invest in their heart and their life. And it's in those moments that I fall on my face and I go, okay, God, you're right. I can't do this. You are so right. I cannot do this. And I want to encourage you, please, moms, please realize you can't do this on your own. Motherhood is a hard job. It requires everything from us. And the only way that we can get through each and every single day with victory is by submitting ourselves fully to the Lord and saying, God, only through you, only by your strength, only through your grace am I going to get through this day. That's the only way. Because let me tell you, it is easy to get discouraged when you wake up and you wake up to kids fighting and dirty diapers and maybe the toddler wet the bed and you had planned on getting up early but you didn't hear the alarm, or you were up several times through the night feeding the baby. There are so many things that can come at you before your feet ever even touch the ground that can cause you to fall into discouragement. And I want to encourage you, moms, when that happens, because it will, and it might happen every single day for weeks on end, but when it happens, stop and cry out to the Lord and say, God, help me, please. Help me to get through the rest of this day. Help me to make good decisions and good choices that will honor you, that will preserve my relationship with these children. Help my love to shine through all of my areas of weakness. Help them to see how much I love you and how much I love them. I promise you, the day may still have bumps and the day may still wind up in a not so good state, but you know what? If you are throwing yourself at the mercy of Jesus, if you are throwing yourself at his feet and saying, God, please help me, please help me, you will find you won't be discouraged. You'll be comforted. Even if the day was bad, you will be able to find rest and comfort knowing that God was there walking alongside you every moment throughout that day, every single moment throughout that day. And you know, again, when we are mothering in these young years, the days can easily be full of discouragement. Why? Because we've got these little children who don't see all of the things that we're doing for them. They don't understand the time and the energy and all of these things that we are pouring into them as their moms. They don't see that yet. They don't see it yet. And it's hard in these beginning years to push through all of that and realize one day they're going to see it. One day they're going to see it. One day they're going to recognize everything that I've done for them. They're going to see it one day. And keeping focused on that outcome rather than focusing on the fact that nobody acknowledges all of your hard work. But let me just say, there is one person that does see it, and that's God. He sees all of the dirty diapers you change. He sees you up in the middle of the night feeding the baby as you're doing your hardest to try not to fall asleep. He sees you wiping the sweaty brow of the child who has fever. He sees you worrying about how you're going to teach reading to your dyslexic child. He sees that. Nobody else may see it, but God sees it. And he is proud of you. And he is there to love you and encourage you and comfort you in a way that no one else can. And so, moms, as you go about your days mothering these little guys, please don't lose heart. Please don't feel like it's impossible, because it's not. God has equipped you with everything you need to be the mom that these kids need you to be. Don't be discouraged. Don't feel like life is impossible. Don't feel like being a mom to them is impossible, because it's not. You are exactly who they need to be their mom. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. You're going to have days where you are ready to throw your hands in the air and scream saying, forget it. I can't do this. But don't lose heart. God is there walking beside you every single step of the way, and he will give you everything that you need to get through it. And you know what? It's okay to cry sometimes. It's okay to cry and just kind of get all that out. Sometimes I find that my day will do a complete 180 by just me having just a small cry by myself. I get my tears out and I'm okay. And sometimes you just need to do that, and that's all right. There's nothing wrong with crying just a little bit. It helps. It makes you feel better. And you know what? Sometimes just kind of throwing the plans for the day out the window and just spending time just laughing and enjoying your children, sometimes that's necessary too. And there's nothing wrong with that. You can pick the math books up tomorrow. Preserving your relationship with your children and letting them see you are a mom that loves them so much. That is important. And it's more important than the 55 math problems they need to get done that day. You can make it up on a Saturday or something when it's raining and they can't go outside and play. Just don't be the mom that walks around discouraged and defeated all the time. Please don't be that mom for your children. Be a mom full of courage and bravery, and a mom who embraces her role as mom to these children, however many they are. Even if it's just one, that's fine. They still need you to be that amazing mom, and you are an amazing mom. Each and every one of you are, and you're doing a great job, even though you feel like you aren't. God has given you everything that you need to be the mom to your children. This concludes today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and were encouraged. For more articles, you can subscribe to my blog, MinutesWithMom.com. You can follow me all across social media at MinutesWithMom. You can also check out my ebook on Amazon called Choosing Joy in the Little Years. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast too for weekly episodes and updates. Until next time.